you talk about the good and praise the good, and you try to correct the other stuff and try to get ready for the next one. You know, that's where we are right now. So
have to be pretty proud of the first team defense, because they just stuffed everything for about the first three quarters of the scrimmage.
Absolutely, and I told them at the end, I mean, the defense came out with a little more energy, and obviously offense couldn't do anything. I don't know how long it was before there was actually a first down, or if there even was one. I think it was just a long pass. But I thought they did a good job.
Is there any concern at this point? I mean, we've gone through fall practice and gone through half of spring, and the second team offense moved the ball a little bit. Was there any concern on offense at any point at this point, or is it just because the defense knows exactly what they're running?
I don't know. There's not any concern. I mean, you know, it's when you go back and you watch the tape, and this is the way it's been all along, you'll find one person didn't do his job here, one person didn't do his job here. Well, within what we do, you take one person out of the equation and things don't look right. You know, it's hard enough to go just block the guys you're supposed to when you do your job. Now you take a guy who doesn't do his job, and now it's awful tough, especially for a very young football team. As you look early on, it was as much self-inflicted as anything. I mean, center QBs get you off schedule, holding penalty, jump off sides. I mean, we're not going to be a football team that can afford any of that. I know that for a fact. I told them afterwards, we're going to have to be spot on. We can't beat ourselves. And that'll give us a chance to compete and win the ball game, but we can't beat ourselves. And early on, offensively, that was the case with the defense bringing more energy. And then as the scrimmage went, it kind of flipped a little bit at the end. Defense lost some focus. They had penalties. They had guys out of gaps. And then you saw some bigger plays that happened. But a lot of the big plays were as much self-inflicted on that side as some of the other stuff early on was self-inflicted on the other side. And we just can't beat ourselves. We've got to give ourselves a chance to compete. You know, it's going to be hard enough just to go block guys and tackle guys. But we can't go the wrong way or have – you know, missed assignments and penalties and those things. That's something we got to get corrected.
Was there anybody, I mean, I know you're going to go watch the tape, grade things out, but, you know, there's always a couple of moments when you're doing this that somebody really catches your eye, makes a play. Was there anybody in particular that you noticed?
Well, Marcus Thurman had a couple nice breaks on the ball. He intercepted and scored a touchdown. Had another nice break, but the throw was low. I saw Taylor Hinkle come up and make a great tackle. I saw Derek Farrow, one of our junior college guys, come up and make a great tackle. So those were some things you notice on defense. You know, we'll have to go back and look offensively. Obviously, it wasn't a pretty day. I mean, we had some plays here and there, but we got a lot of growing and getting better to do.
So we've got the first scrimmage in the books. We've still got three practices of scrimmage next mm-hmm. week, so it's our last full week of spring.
Correct.
Where do you go from here? What are you hoping to, you know, is more installation next week, or what are we doing next week?
No, really, installation-wise, we're really at there's little things we put in here and there, but the majority of both sides, most things are in. There'll be a few things here and there, but really what we're going to do is we're going to go take this 118-play scrimmage, we're going to go back and we're going to grade it. We're going to evaluate each kid. We're going to evaluate our personnel. We're going to have each kid evaluate himself. And we're going to learn from this. And the plan is next week to go correct the mistakes that we made today. And when we come out next Saturday, to be a better football team than we were this Saturday. And really, that's the plan right now. Installation-wise, like I said, maybe a few things here and there. But really, for the most part, the majority of what we're going to probably get in is in for the spring.
Like your helmets are.